Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006 Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback occurs. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
Hello, I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Both of us? I can only speak for myself. I'm doing okay.
No, you can speak for me if you want.
He's doing all right.
Thank you very much. I feel fantastic.
So anything new around these parts?
Around these parts? Went to a birthday party last night for a gentleman who's 75 years old, the father of a really good friend of mine.
Okay.
And he's kind of like a... You know, there's one of those guys who belonged to all the service organizations, and he was always at the Halloween party for the kids at the parish hall, and he was always in the parades, and he was always the guy organ. He was the guy behind the scenes of everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jim Ganim in Bell River, Ontario, and it was his birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it was at the Lions Club. It's like,
right on.
It's like once you're a Lions Club for like 30, 40, 50 years. No, I would say he's probably 50 years, yeah. I could see him being a Lion when he was 25 years old, and he's been in Bell River for his whole life. You got the keys to the Lions Club. I'm having a party. Let's go.
Let's rock and roll.
Actually, they wanted us, his daughter wanted us to play there, but our singer, Dan, is gone to Monaco.
Nice.
What's the place here called? Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo.
Is in
Not
Monaco.
Not to be confused with Monte Cristo.
Which I have done.
Yeah?
I have confused it, yeah. So we couldn't do it. He left yesterday and the party was yesterday. Bummer! Mm-hmm. So, because that would have been a good party to play, that's for sure. It would have been a little loud because there was a few old people there.
Lot of people?
It was well attended, let's put it that way, mm-hmm. Yeah. It wasn't packed in there, but...
Open bar?
Open bar, no.
I don't think so.
No, it was just bring your own booze.
Oh, bring your own? But yeah. At a Lions Club, don't they serve?
No.
No?
No, they don't serve booze. I mean, they have license, yes, but...
Okay, but this was just like...
Private party.
Rent a room or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, okay. It's rent a room, private party, and...
Gotcha. I thought usually they have stipulations at those places where you get the room for free, but you have to... pay a bartender or something like to be there and serve and whatever.
Right.
In a lot of cases, but.
No, this is just go to your cooler and grab yourself some booze.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are in the newsroom.
The Jabbercast newsroom. This weekend is for Americans. It's like a big long holiday.
Yeah, they're trying to extend the. They're wanting to extend Black Friday for the whole weekend. Oh, Cyber Monday inclusive.
Yeah, they can include Cyber Monday. Boy, those marketers sure know how to.
Are you cyber shopping tomorrow?
I'm not cyber shopping unless there's something they're giving away. Practically.
Well, you were just recently at Guitar Center over there. Did you get anything besides strings and cans?
String and cans.
Oh, you usually buy strings over there, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm still halfway through a 10-pack.
Righto.
So I didn't buy anything. No, I was looking for a powered monitor.
That's right.
And they didn't have the one I wanted in stock, and you told me that you even ordered yours.
Yeah, yeah. You can order from here, too, but
yeah,
I don't know what the price differences are.
I don't know what the price differences are either, but the dollar's getting pretty close to par again, if you notice. I think the Canadian dollar is like around 95, 96 cents.
Nice.
Is it?
I don't know. Is it nice?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, for shopping over there. Why wouldn't it be?
Right.
Not for earnings.
No. Yeah. It's and for a lot of other things, too. Imports and what business pays to get their stuff to come over here to make the stuff they make in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. One piece of news that happened, when was it? Thursday night, I think? The people crashed the White House party? That reminded me of you, totally. I'm like, that could be Jeff and Lana.
Yeah, I heard something about that. And what happened with them? I know they were going to be charged or something, but...
I would imagine. Michel and Tarek Salahi.
Tourette's?
Tarek. T-A-R-E-Q.
So why did they crash the party? They had something to do with something, though. They didn't just crash it like nobody's.
They crashed it like nobody's.
I thought there was something to do. They had something to do with something, and I don't know.
I don't know either.
Something that I thought that.
But they got in. And I didn't realize instead of using one of the rooms in the White House, they set up like a tent out in the back.
Oh, yeah?
Like the nicest.
That's real secure.
The nicest party tent you could possibly set up.
The people set that up? Or that was the White House?
It was the
people that crashed and set up their own tent. They camped outside the White House in the backyard.
No, they had nothing to do with that. They were very well dressed. They had the dude had his tux on, and this lady had a nice dress.
So how do you even get in then?
Yeah, you think there's checkpoints.
You have to show something, don't you?
Yeah, you would think. You think
badge of some kind?
Yeah, I think you get a badge. Once you pass a certain checkpoint, okay, you can just walk in. And then there's like a bunch of paparazzi there that probably had to go through security too to get into the joint where they're at. And these people just walk in. Hi, how you doing? Mm-hmm. We belong here because we're important people. And they got the picture taken with like the Vice President of the United States. And I've seen pictures with her talking to Obama. Mm-hmm. They didn't take the pictures because they went there to take the pictures and then they posted them on Facebook that night.
Okay.
So they're flaunting, if you know what I mean. Do you have any...
Well, just the Tiger Woods thing. Tiger Woods hit a fire hydrant in a tree, pulling out of his driveway at 2:30 in the morning after a dispute and after his wife smashed his window with his golf club and beat him in the face.
See, that's interesting that you say that. People say that she used the club to help him get out of the car.
No. How bad can you be? I mean, pulling out your driveway and hitting anything.
No, we don't know that it was a pull out of your driveway thing. I don't know. We don't know all the details.
He was still like at the end of his driveway and hit a fire hydrant in a tree in his yard. How fast can you go between the driveway and a tree anyway?
Depends how pissed you are.
Not hard enough to really smash yourself all up and can't get out of the car and have your wife have to
The cop who showed up said he had blood coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, it's from her beating his self.
Supposedly. There's so much.
I wonder if the truth will actually come out.
Right. At this point, I think anything that comes out is regarded as suspect.
I think she was playing with his balls and he got mad.
Right. You can't play with Tiger's balls.
No.
No.
No. They're very personal.
Exactly.
Probably have his initials on them.
It's probably for his caddy only.
That's right.
But what was I going to say?
And there's rumors of him cheating or
well, that's the whole thing, yeah.
Are there rumors or is it?
Well, yeah, it's rumors. Deal? No, it's rumors. I haven't seen anything. And me and Tiger, we're like this.
Yeah. Oh, it's you he was with.
I guess he was with another woman.
Another white chick?
I don't know if she's white.
His wife's white?
Yes. She's beautiful.
What is she? Swedish. Tennis player? Supermodel?
She's a supermodel from Sweden, yes.
Yeah. Supermodel from Sweden?
Supermodel. And what makes you a supermodel? You make $1 million. I think that's the thing.
I thought she was just like a nice person. Super. She's a supermodel.
Oh, she's super.
Like good at what she does. Super.
Her name is Ellen. Or it's E-L-I-N. How would you pronounce that?
E-L-I-N. Ellen, I guess.
Or Aline?
Ellen.
Sure. Depends how you pronounce it. But anyway, he's not talking to the cops yet.
No.
He went to the hospital, so they went back to go visit him, and Tiger's manager called the dispatch and said, Tiger can't talk today.
Tiger can't talk today.
Come back tomorrow.
Yeah, Tiger can't come out and play today.
So he has yet to actually say what the scoop is. Cops don't know anything either.
They need some time to make up a story.
You think?
Well, of course.
Of course he does. Like, do you know how much, like, he can't jeopardize any of his endorsements. No how, no way.
Well, then he should have thought beforehand.
Well, if he hit a fire hydrant in a tree in a fit of rage, you're not thinking at all.
I don't know. Even in a fit of rage, how can you back into two different things on your end of your driveway? It doesn't even make sense. You know what I mean? Unless she was right at the car and he was trying to get around her and not run her over, which he probably should have done anyway.
Maybe she got in the car and she was pissed, crashed it up, because she hit him in the face with a golf club.
Yeah, trying to get away from him.
Right, and she put him in the car. Yeah, that's what happened.
Put him in the car.
This is Big JD's brother, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
You need more Big JD? Visit the website, www.bigjd.com.
Got an Apple computer? It's All Things Mac on the Easy Mac Podcast. Join the Easy Mac guys, Jeff and Mike, at www.easymacpodcast.com or simply search Easy Mac at the iTunes store. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Mac, Easy Mac Podcast.
Okay, let's get into today's topic, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I'm starving. I haven't eaten anything yet.
No?
No.
Huh. Called you an ample time to have a little breakfast.
You did.
Didn't I?
It
45
was,
minutes.
Was it 45
out.
Minutes? Yeah?
Yeah, about 40 minutes maybe.
Oh, okay.
35.
When I looked at my clock, it said 10:23. I said, oh, I gotta take a shower. And then madness ensued.
Yes, it did. Technical difficulties. We started the show 10 minutes late.
And if you wanted to listen, if you're listening to this as a podcast and you want to listen to it live, when are we on?
11:10 Sunday mornings.
There you go. You'll always catch us on at 11:10.
Yeah, I'm might, sure you will, yeah.
You might miss the news, but...
The nudes. Did you see the nudes?
That's a painting, isn't it?
Is it?
I believe so, yeah.
By?
Monet.
Hmm.
Maybe Rembrandt.
Okay.
I don't know.
Who's the big lip guy? Lip and nose.
Big lip and nose guy.
Vidal. Vidal Sassoon. No.
Van Gogh?
No.
Big
Debonair. No. Yeah, he does lips and noses and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Salvador Dali.
Salvador Dali, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. He knows his art.
Somewhat.
People want to go back in the archives and listen to the art show. We had one.
Did we have an art show?
Yes, yeah. We did. Yeah. All things art.
If I go to a city, I'd like to check out their museum.
Yeah. Have you been to our museum lately?
The Windsor Art Gallery?
Yeah.
No. I don't think I've ever been there. When I go to a city, I like to check out the museum, except the city I'm in.
He says art. You said art museum. It's not really a museum. The arts are galleries are galleries, as opposed to a museum.
Right. When I think of galleries, I think of a private painting, like guys in who live in and around the area who are selling their wares.
Right.
Whereas,
That's what ours. It's called the Windsor Art Gallery.
Yes,
I'm sure people have galleries in there, though. I mean, they bring different things in from time to time. And local artists too.
Yeah, I think local artists have. There's a space in there for
those
local
would be
art.
Really nice.
Why do you say it like that?
Well, I mean, they'd be really nice.
Of course, they'd be really nice.
Of course, they're artists. Why wouldn't they be?
Uh huh. And there's a curator who gets like paid. Gets paid a good buck to decide whether
the curator.
Curator, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he decides what goes in there and whether it's nice or not. Have you been to the Windsor?
Oh, I thought that was a movie you were talking about. The Curator.
The Cure ate her.
That would be something. No, what, did you ask me if I've been in there lately?
Yes.
No, I have not.
Okay. Because it's kind of newish. The building's new. Like the casino took over the art gallery, and then once they moved out, they tore that building down. And
rebuilt, yeah.
They rebuilt.
The only reason I'd want to go there is for their snack bar or something. Oh, they have some kind of snack bar or a lunch place or something. That'd be nice.
Good tie-in.
I like that kind of stuff. Yeah, good tie-in to the show, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Yes. What's your favorite meal of the day, like breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
By far, breakfast.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I need
Hungry
some.
Hungry Man's breakfast, those big breakfasts.
But you don't eat a Hungry Man breakfast.
No, not right now. Eggs and bacon and flapjacks and French toast and hash browns. I actually did a short interview with Lana from the Jeff and Lana show. We can air later, but also talked to Jeff from Just Jeff's Express Gourmet.
Oh, right.
On Howard Avenue, which is pretty neat. We'll roll that shortly. But three main meals of the day. And how did that ever even come about? What they actually refer to, I guess, as three squares. You know how that ever came about?
Well, three circles.
No.
Round. Three round meals.
In the days of the old wooden sailing ships, food and fresh water was always a problem. Therefore, feeding a hardworking crew would have been very difficult. They used square wooden plates. That's how it came about, at three squares a day, because if you got three meals through the day, you were actually lucky. And it all came from the ships.
Wow.
And the fact that they had square plates at the time.
The shape of your plate doesn't really matter, does it? I wonder where they came with round plates. I think that's from China.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, you mentioned flapjacks.
Yeah.
Do you know what a flapjack really is?
No. A boob?
No. Flapjack is a piece of food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What is it?
In the UK, in England and Ireland, it is a baked bar biscuit cooked in an oven tin, cut into rectangles, made from rolled oats, fat, usually butter, and brown sugar. Hmm? Yeah. And it's kind of like a thick, it's like what we...
It's thick and not even round.
No, it's rectangles.
Okay. I wonder how flapjacks got transferred
in
over.
Canada and the United States and South Africa. A flapjack is a thick, small pancake.
Okay.
Generally around 10 centimeters in diameter. Flapjacks are often served in a stack with syrup and butter, which can be accompanied with bacon. Can be accompanied with bacon.
It can.
Or sausage or...
Yeah. Or nothing.
Tofu.
Tofu.
Bacon-flavored tofu.
Okay, that would be good. I could have that.
That would be good.
Tofu-flavored bacon. Mmm.
Tofu-flavored. There's nothing there.
You have to marinate tofu in something.
Yeah, tofu is just... What is that, anyway?
Of course. What is it?
Yeah.
Some kind of soy-based protein, you know.
Right. Exactly.
How it's made or whatever. I don't know the logistics.
The logistics. So I just always thought that was funny. So Americans I always thought as people calling flapjacks or thick, small pancakes.
Pancakes can be called pancakes.
Yes. Kim likes to make big pancakes.
Yeah, nice.
And a little on the thinner side as well.
So those are sometimes referred to as a crepe.
No, that's a totally different thing.
Well, crepes can be made like that, and you can roll them in jam and stuff, but they can be made the same as like a watered-down pancake. Batter.
Well, yeah, same thing. I was going to say the consistency of a crepe is the same.
That's what a crepe is, isn't it?
A thin...
Thin pancake. Really thin.
Really, really
you
thin.
You actually put jam on it and roll it up and eat it.
Yes.
Or Nutella. Mmm. You like Nutella?
As much as I like Vegemite.
Vegemite?
Yeah.
What's that?
Another spread.
A vegetable spread? What's Vegemite?
They serve it in Australia, I know.
Yeah, it's like a pate of some kind. That's yucky.
I went to a pate last night.
Nutella is tasty. Yeah.
Well, Nutella is made from nuts.
Nutella is chocolate.
What?
Nutella is chocolate.
Really?
Well, it's cocoa and hazelnut.
Hazelnut. That's what it is.
Yeah, but it's a nut spread, but you wouldn't even know there was nuts in it. It's chocolate.
That's what I think. I taste nutty. Something nutty. Mm. I don't taste chocolate.
I don't think you know Nutella. Nutella. Like you should.
Vegemite is a dark brown Australian food paste made from yeast extract.
Oh, very nice. So, is that like taste like chocolate?
It is spread for sandwiches, toast, crumpets, and cracker biscuits, filling for pastries such as cheesy mite scroll.
Cheesy, okay. I don't know where this is going, but I don't like it.
I don't blame you.
Unless it's chocolatey, and I like it.
The yeast extract comes from beer manufacturing. I've had it
Can
once.
You get drunk off of cheesy mite or whatever it's called?
No, but it probably gives you gas.
Nice. I like gas.
Do you?
It feels good to pass wind, doesn't it?
Would
you ever want to stop that?
No.
Would you want to take Beano so that you can't flatulate?
I guess if I was in a same situation and it was a tight quarters social sort of thing, I'd say maybe I need to take some Beano.
Do you know why we flatulate? Speaking of food and such.
No.
It's the carbohydrates that our body can't break down.
Oh, is that right?
And they ferment and stink.
So what about...
That's gas, though.
Like, what about cabbage and cauliflower? I know those tend to make people gassy. And beans.
Yeah. Well, those are...
There's lots of carbohydrates
in that stuff. And, that's what will happen. I don't know so much that lots of a lot of people say that... I guess protein can give you gas, but I mean... You know, an excess of protein, because you know, bodybuilders that take a lot of protein and, you know, or, you know, somebody that does that and they're always past win and it stinks and whatever. But I think it's more from the carbohydrate, and also because of the fact that you're drinking a big protein shake,
yep,
which is a lot of liquid,
mm-hmm,
and a lot of oxygen isn't taken in with that.
Right. I wanted to ask you that. What if you drink a lot of pop? If you drink a lot of pop, do you pass a lot of win? Like soda pop, gassy, ginger ale, Verner's?
I don't think so much as burping from that. That's quick. And that's because of its the oxygen and the carbonation in that, that you'll burp right away.
Sure.
It doesn't have time to actually, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm wondering. Does the gas stay in the liquid even after it goes through your intestines and stuff? It has to, some of it, you'd think.
Well, some of the air might, yeah. But most of that is right away. That stuff like fizzes up as it's going down, make you burp right away, and that air's gone. So once it's gone, then, you know, you don't really get it out the other way. Whereas some things that are food-wise will make that stink and cause gas for release.
I love this conversation. I love the fact that the bird's hungry again. And the same thing, that noise was through the whole... The last show sounded great other than Kiwi going, bang, a bang, a bang.
Should probably duct tape him up for the shows.
You want to?
Yeah.
That's course. A great
we'll
idea.
Have a show on that.
Duct taping the bird?
Yeah, all animals. You got all kinds floating around. We could do different things to the animals. We could hang the bearded dragon from a string on one of the chandeliers and let him go back and forth while the cat chases him back and forth. And every time the cat gets to one end, we smack it with a ping pong paddle.
Listen to you,
something.
Mr. Cruelty to animals.
No, I take all that back.
I hope so.
I've done interviews with the Humane Society.
My wife will hit you with one of my golf clubs.
Yeah, probably. And I'll be out at the end of the driveway smashed in the fire hydrant.
Do we have a fire hydrant around here?
Oh, I don't know what we have here. Do you want me to roll an interview with what do you want to talk about?
Oh, I want to talk more breakfast more.
All righty.
What was I going to say about breakfast? Let's just take, for example, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
One piece of toast on Ezekiel bread, which is organic grain bread, small, low calorie.
Ezekiel? Is it called Ezekiel?
Ezekiel, yeah.
Like as in?
Like in the Bible.
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think they call it that because it's like so, you know, Bible-esque.
Right.
You know, it's like a grain from the earth and organic and whatever, right. You know.
Has nothing to do with your religion, though?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not religious at all.
Okay.
So, yeah, I had that. I had oatmeal and I had a ribose tea.
Sure.
And a bunch of pills. They were as filling as the rest of the stuff.
I ate some pills for breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, vitamin C, and I had shaga, and I had, multivitamin. I had some vitamin D. I had EXN. I had DHEA and something else, glucosamine, and probably one other thing I can't remember off the top of my head. But anyway.
I'm just getting full thinking of that.
Yeah.
All those pills.
Feels, yeah. Hoo-ah. All in one swallow.
How long do you think oatmeal's been around?
Oh, ever since oats have been around.
Exactly.
What it's probably a long time. I'm going to say like years.
It's really a fantastic...
it's incredible. I have that every morning for my whole life, practically.
Like it's... For one thing, it's good for you.
Yeah.
Like oats.
It's heart smart. It's good for your heart.
And how do we make oats for oatmeal?
Well, how I prepare oatmeal.
Oh, it's just crushed oats. Okay.
I have very little. I use oats and I put a little bit of boiled water on it and I let it soak for like a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll actually put it in the microwave.
After you put the boiling water on it?
Yeah.
Because it just isn't hot enough. After
it soaks in a little bit.
Oh, because it's cooled off.
Even hotter. And then I put a little brown sugar on it.
Real brown sugar?
Real brown sugar, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, the real deal. And on my toast is plain peanut butter and whipped honey.
Whipped honey?
Yeah. Well, creamed.
I know a friend of mine he's a whipped honey.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to get whipped honey?
There you go. I never heard of whipped honey.
No?
No. Mm-hmm. But I just thought oatmeal was one of those foods that I have to think it's been around for centuries.
Forever.
And it's been good for it.
Ever since there was people, there was obviously that and had been grown somehow.
And when did people start?
When did people start what? 60 billion years ago or something? No. I don't know.
Thousands of years ago. I'm just wondering when
dinosaur time is when people were.
Right.
That's DT. Like 60,000 DT.
And who was the president?
Me.
Fred Flintstone. Mr. Slate.
What? Oh, sorry. That's what they called me at the...
That's Fred's boss. Mr. Slate, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mr. Slate.
Okay.
Not to be confused with Cogni Cog.
Need more Big JD? Visit BigJD.com.
This is Mike from Mike on the Mic, and you're listening to Big JD and Lippo on the Jabbercast.
Okay, so I had the pleasure of interviewing Jeff White from Just Jeff's Gourmet Express.
Roll it.
It's time for an interview with Big JD. For more Big JD, visit BigJD.com or visit YouTalkinToMe.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number two, me, YouTalkinToMe.ca. Just Jeff's Gourmet Express is a truly innovative meal concept designed to put time back into people's lives by offering fresh, well-balanced meals on your dinner table in only 8 minutes. As Ontario's fastest and freshest food, Just Jeff's caters to families and individuals who don't always have the time to create fresh, well-balanced meals for their household and are tired of the current fast food choices available. Joining me today on the Jabbercast is Jeff from Just Jeff's Gourmet Express.
How you doing?
Let's start out by getting some of your background with regards to food or food preparation.
Well, I really loved cooking when I coincidentally started cooking at Harvey's when I was a kid, teenager, and I just really enjoyed being in the back cooking, so I took a job working for a guy at Devonshire Motel.
Oh, okay.
And I worked there, and it was a really good job. He was really good. I had no experience whatsoever, but I wanted to learn a little bit about cooking. So that's where I kind of got it started and really liked what I was learning there and decided that was a career I was going to do. So from there, I went to Stratford Chef School.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a culinary school there, and was really, really enjoyed it. So did most of my apprenticeship at Essex Golf and Country Club. Pretty much everything was locally here.
Mm-hmm.
And then worked in pastries and just kind of for the 3 years after school, just really kind of worked in different areas of the kitchen to fine-tune my skills. And that's basically it in a nutshell as far as the training goes.
And then when did you start Just Jeff's?
Oh, Just Jeff started years after that.
Uh-huh.
I ended up, before I started Just Jeff, I was executive chef at Hilton, Point West Golf Club, executive chef, opened up a place called Alabazam.
Okay.
But then I, when I was the executive chef at Point West Golf Club, I decided that there was a need for a niche for the Just Jeff, so the type of thing that I'm doing here with respect to packaged meals to go. And opened it up 7 years ago now, 2002, the end of 2002, beginning of 2003.
Called Just Jeff's Express Gourmet. Explain how it works.
Well, simply, it's kind of set up visually, if you will. If you walked up to a deli counter and ordered sliced luncheon meats, but instead of doing that, what you're picking out of the deli cooler is prepared meals that we make fresh here on site. And what you do as the consumer, they're all individual portions, and you as the consumer, you come in and you pick out your, say, chicken jambalaya and beef tip stroganoff, and maybe you want to get a pasta with meatballs for the kids. You pick those out. You're in and out in 5 minutes. You take them. You bring a pot of water to a boil. As soon as the water is boiling, you drop the bags in and set a timer for 8 minutes. Now, it doesn't really matter what you mix and match. It's one pot of water. Your cleanup is virtually next to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that way there, you can have ribs, mom can have salmon, and the kids can have pasta with meatballs. So everybody gets what they want. And it's really, you know, it's a nice fast food alternative.
What an incredible idea. Now, when somebody does pick out what they want, is it already packaged or does it get packaged for them to take?
No, it's actually already packaged.
Already done,
we packaged everything in the morning, yeah. So we're busy in here all day long cooking for the following day, if you will. And so, yeah, you're picking out. So there's no wait. You're just in and out, and dinner's ready. We have a lot of customers who come in, and they'll purchase their items for the week. I mean, if you know you're going to be busy tomorrow or the next day taking the kids to soccer, and, you know, there's only so many days in the week you can stop at the fast food places and eat pizza and burgers and things like that, and this is a nice, healthy alternative.
Sure. And can these the bags actually be frozen or whatnot? Do they last a while? Or?
Yeah, they can be frozen. Everything's stamped with a 8-day shelf life, and it is
okay.
On rotation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't consume it by the stamp date, then you can go ahead and freeze it, and it'll last 3 months in your freezer. So,
is this just dinner or lunch and dinner type stuff?
Primarily, it's designed as dinner, but mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people come in and they'll get the smaller portioned items like pasta with meatballs or pasta blush with chicken. They're $6 each. And, I mean, it makes a perfect size lunch as well. I guess it depends on your appetite and what you want to have for that particular day.
Yeah, sure. I suppose a lot of people eat a lot of similar things for lunch as they do for dinner. What's your favorite, personally?
My favorite is probably the Atlantic salmon fillet with a maple Dijon glaze. That's one of my favorites. We won an award with our ribs, so the ribs are quite tasty as well. And our most popular are probably the chicken, both chicken dishes, and our kids' pasta blush with chicken and pasta with meatballs are really popular items as well. I mean, the price point is good, and from what we're told, it's good quality food. So,
well, with your background as a chef, is dinner actually your favorite meal of the day, or do you prefer?
Definitely, it's my favorite meal of the day.
Is breakfast something that you've ever considered there, or is that kind of too difficult maybe to package?
Yeah, you got to be careful not wearing too many hats. And based on this particular design, that's not to say you know, breakfast isn't possible. But when you're running a business, I mean, you're better doing three things great as opposed to eight things just okay.
Sure.
And that's, you know, that's the problem. So we stick to our main focal point and try not to wear too many hats, especially around this business. However, with that said, we do also do a lot of catering here as well.
Mm-hmm.
So on occasion, we have catered some breakfast functions, primarily more brunch-type items. So we do that kind of stuff as well.
Do you have prepared food for lunches or anything like that, or a seat-in area where you serve food, or is it all strictly a pick-up and carry-out?
Yeah, it's strictly pick-up and mm-hmm. go. However, again, with what I said with respect to the catering,
right.
We cater out luncheons and deliver every day. So we're constantly going to the hospitals and the doctor's offices and
okay.
mm-hmm. Different types of businesses and dropping off lunches for parties as small as 4 up to parties as, you know, big as 30 to 50. So we do that quite a bit, and that's all available on our website as well.
I just want to talk a little bit about wise food choices over unwise food choices and what kind of thoughts and preparations go into that specifically, if any?
You mean with respect to what I've chosen to put on the menu?
Yeah.
That's actually a really good question. Not so many people ask that. And with respect to the, not so much on the catering, but with the bag items, certain foods work well in this format and certain foods do not.
Okay.
Obviously, you can't do a breaded crispy item and then drop it into boiling water. It
sure.
just doesn't work. So certain food items hold up, and keep in mind the boiling water, what it does is it re-thermalizes the food, basically brings it back up to temperature. You're pretty much finishing the cooking as you do that. So certain foods, you can't do that because they'll, A, dry out or the texture will change. So we did a lot of experimenting and still do to this day, trying to introduce different menu items and things like that. So, you know, the testing was key in what we had done. So from a chef's perspective, there are certain things that I'd really like to do and wish I could do
mm-hmm.
and have the talent to do, if you will. It's just not feasible. Like, we'll get people coming in here and saying, you know, you should really do a nice pineapple salsa or something on a chicken breast. Well, that sounds great, and it would be a great menu item. It just would not hold up in the packaged food.
Right.
So just using that as an example.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your website. The website is pretty full-featured. You got a lot of content on there. I was watching some of the multimedia videos. Very well explains your concept there and everything. And maybe you could get into the website a little bit if you want, or at least give us the address and maybe other contact information.
Okay, sure. Well, our website, www.justjeffs.com. That's JustJeffs.com. Is where you'll find all our information and our services and our locations. All of our menus, we update the pricing. That's one thing that we do that a lot of other places don't do. They'll just post their menu, and a lot of them won't post their pricing. We update and post our pricing so that you can kind of look it over, get a rough idea, and then give us a call and book your party. We do not offer anything online as far as pre-ordering online or anything along those lines, because it does require a phone call anyways for confirmation. There's so many changes. But at least you can do a lot of the legwork, have a look, see what you're interested in, give us a call, place your order. We ask the questions we need to ask, which are important. And that's basically it. I mean, I wanted our website to be very navigational, as you said. It's informative. There's not a lot of bells and whistles. It basically describes our concept, describes our services, and exactly what we offer.
It's great. You get through it quick, and it's put together nicely. So we really appreciate you taking the time to be on the Jabbercast Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner Show. We really wish you continued success in your business.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
You just listened to another interview with Big JD. For more Big JD, visit BigJD.com or visit YouTalkingToMe.ca. That's the letter U, talking the number two, me, YouTalkingToMe.ca.
Okay, there's your interview with Jeff from Just Jeff's Gourmet Express.
Now, how did you get turned on to him?
We have some mutual friends.
Oh, I thought it was the citywide Jeff Club.
I think it was. It ended up being from Facebook, though, is where, you know, somebody suggested, because I always put stuff on there about interviews and everything, and somebody suggested, we know so and so. So,
oh, I love that.
So that's cool. And so anyway, we were talking about breakfast a little earlier, and there are certain foods, it seems, that are for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner, and especially when you get into lunch and dinner, because lunch and dinner are more like usually a little different than what breakfast is. Breakfast tends to be like, you know, the egg thing, like things that you probably wouldn't really have for lunch and or dinner.
Right.
Yet lunch and dinner can kind of be some of the same things. Like you go for lunch and have pasta dinner, pasta lunch, you know, or and you would have pasta for dinner and things like that. But there are also certain groups of foods that seem more to fit with lunch that wouldn't go with dinner. You know, there are still some specifics in it. And lunch tends to be sometimes soup, sandwiches, yes, salads, those types of things.
Yes.
And I wonder why that is compared to like a dinner, meat, potatoes, and vegetables kind of meals. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Lasagna and stuff like that. You would kind of tend to have those for dinner, really. Even the pasta and stuff like that is
sure
more like a dinner thing. And it's odd that, and it seems to kind of boil down to something that's lunch seems to be like a quicker fix. Soup is quick and easy, and lunches, sandwiches are quicker and easy. You know, you just slap some stuff on a bread, fold it, and go kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where dinner is more of a sit down, more
formal.
Yeah, formal and a little bit more complicated food, if you will.
Sure.
And production.
A lot of restaurants market their restaurant by, we can get you in and out for lunch really quick.
Right, yeah. Lunch tends to be a quick thing. And breakfast is similar to that, usually quick. You know, cereal, some toast. It's pretty fast stuff, usually.
Usually, yes.
Yeah. Eggs might take a little longer and bacon, those kinds of things. And that's a big production for breakfast when you have something that big. And then there's, of course, side dishes that go with, you know, probably every meal. And that's going to be what your vegetables, side dish, and maybe a side salad and those kind of things.
Veggies.
Do you like dip with your veggies?
Not for a dinner thing, no.
Mm-hmm.
But like if we were at like a thing we were at last night, you know, if somebody puts out some celery and some cauliflower
gathering or something, they usually have that dip in the middle. Or
yeah.
And bread like that as well. And or a hollowed out.
I take a piece, a bite of the celery, and I dip it again just to make sure.
Yeah, nice.
Everybody really gets nice, my saliva.
Yeah, I would have it right after that. Yeah. snacks.
Well, this
snacks can, what?
This is not the breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack show.
Well, no, but in between breakfast, lunch, and dinner, people tend to snack. Could be a piece of fruit, could be a chocolate bar, could be a protein bar, could be another small meal, which it should be, you know, those kind of things. And snacking, I think, is a big part of our breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I like to snack all day.
Yeah, grazing, we call that.
I like to eat something big in the morning, but not right in the morning.
Yeah, give me a call.
What? You're going to cook some food for me?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And then from then on, I could just snack all day.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Awesome, dude.
I don't want to eat anything big. But you say lunch isn't attached to breakfast so much, but we have brunches.
That's right.
But we don't have linners or dunches.
Yeah, or sunch, supper and lunch.
Supper and lunch.
Lupper.
Lupper or a lager. Oh, no, that's something else.
Whoa, that's a beer. Oh, that's lager. Oh, no, that's my boyfriend. Never mind.
Whoa.
Hey, this is Big JD from Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Just wanted to make sure you know that our double-length debut CD is available now at most online music retailers, including Amazon.com, CDBaby.com, and the iTunes Store. It's some of the heaviest blues you'll find anywhere. It's available for digital download, so download a copy today and crank it up.
You say you wanna leave. I guess I can't.
Need a fix for some cool music? Check out Mike LaPont's Border City Radio podcast. Visit www.bordercityradio.com or search Border City Radio at the iTunes Store.
Hey, this is Jeff Oppen from Wicked Angel, Canada's power metal trio. By now, you're probably aware that we recently released a CD, The Remastered Collection 2009. It's a compilation of past tracks, remastered, including a brand new song, New World Rising. It's available in hard copy and MP3 download at many fine online music retailers, including CDNRecords.com, Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and CDBaby.com. Pick up a copy and crank it up.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Okay.
What was that song that was on the Wicked Angel spot?
That was New World Rising.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Brand new.
I don't remember that. Let's go. I remember that in there.
It's in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
Pigpen. The band Pigpen, Tampa, Florida band. And the song is called What's for Lunch?
Down seconds of course. So, what's for lunch?
There you have some Pigpen on the Jabbercast, which, by the way, you can visit the website, www.thejabbercast.com, and email us at...
hearmeout@thejabbercast.com.
Okay, we're talking about breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the show.
I love it when he says, let's have some turkey with some provolone.
Yeah. Provolone cheese. What is provolone? Do you know what it's made from, or how it's, you know? It's obviously a milk product.
Right. I think a lot of cheeses are named for the
area, they
region
come
from. They're from, yeah.
Provolone, Italy. Is that a place?
I think so. Maybe.
Sounds familiar.
Provolone or something like that.
Hey, provolone. How you been?
I know that's where bologna comes from, and a lot of wines are the same way.
Bologna?
Bologna.
Comes from a little town outside of Bologna. That's just bologna. So, yeah, there you go. Where do you want to go from here? I think, actually, I got another small interview, so maybe I'll play that.
Who's this?
Caught Lana from Jeff and Lana Show while she was preparing food for work the previous night.
Let's hear it. So, I can't wait.
It's time for an interview with Big JD. For more Big JD, visit BigJD.com or visit YouTalkinToMe.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number 2, me, YouTalkinToMe.ca.
Okay, taking a few moments out of Lana's busy schedule to talk to her about food, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and what exactly are you making right now?
I am making the mushroom omelet with, egg substitute, like egg beaters.
Okay. What's your favorite meal of the day? Is it breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
It's actually my snack meal, the second one. It's non-fat, low-sugar vanilla yogurt, and I sprinkle it with some low-sugar granola, natural stuff, and I put half a cup of mixed blueberries and the raspberries on the top. And it's balanced with protein and with all the, you know, carbs, sugars I need, and it tastes really good, like dessert.
Now, is that something you'd have between breakfast and lunch, or lunch and dinner?
Yes, that's my second meal of the day. I get up in the morning, it's my routine. I have my shaga. After my shaga, I will, have my morning coffee, because that keeps me awake at work. And when I come to work, on my first break, I will have my omelet, which is going to be a cup of egg beaters.
Is that this omelet here?
Yes, I'm making that right now.
So you make that early and then you put it
in the
fridge?
Yeah, okay. We warm it up, and I put a little bit of low-fat mozzarella shredded on mm-hmm. top. So on my what I do is called a carb circulation, which is 3 days of low carb intake, which is kind of approximately like whatever your weight is in pounds, you take a half of that, and that should be your daily intake of carbohydrates. Then on the fourth day, you can have double amount of whatever your body weight is. So if I weigh 120, I can have 240 grams of carbohydrate that fourth day. It's a high carb day. And the next 3 days are moderate, which is whatever I weigh, that's how many grams of carbohydrates I would take in. So I kind of did the whole week and kind of tracked my meals. I have this cool app called Lose It. So it calculates my nutritional intake and everything else. So, and also I have my menus. So it's very easy for me to get the food ready, because I can just, you know, look it up and boom. What I need, a low carb day, I make the menu for that day. That's what I eat.
The app has the menus?
No, you can create your own food, and there's a huge database of food you can find, and then it gives you the nutritional value. You can decide how much you take, and, you know, just create your own custom meals. And then that's what you have.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's your favorite breakfast food?
Ooh, my favorite breakfast food.
Yeah, even if you weren't eating healthy, what would be your favorite breakfast food?
If I'm not eating healthy, I think the most favorite breakfast I had was in Stratford. Remember that little coffee shop? It's called...
That was pancakes and stuff.
That was a full-blown. Like two eggs over easy with bacon, home fries. They were really good. whole wheat toast and fluffy, you know, buttermilk pancakes with
flapjacks.
Yeah, and then nice cup of coffee. Like that's the ultimate breakfast for me when I'm really bad.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing with us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting hungry, so we'll have to end this.
All righty, don't eat my food. This is my food for work.
You just listened to another interview with Big JD. For more Big JD, visit BigJD.com or visit YouTalkingToMe.ca. That's the letter U, talking the number 2, me, YouTalkingToMe.ca.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, what do you got for us this week on Tech Talk? Yeah. How about the Specs iPhone cover? And it's similar to the Treads ones. You have seen the Treads ones?
Yes, I have seen the Treads
ones. The rubber thing looks like a tire that goes on your iPhone. And it's fairly well protected, I got to say. It's pretty good. So that's if you look up the Specs covers, and I actually got this right at the Apple Store, SPECK spec cover for the iPhone, and I really like it, but there's a couple little drawbacks that I find with it. One is sliding it in and out of a pocket, especially a pants pocket or anything
exactly.
like that, because it's rubber and it catches, and trying to get it out when it's ringing, you know,
right.
makes it a little difficult. It sticks inside.
Yep.
And the other thing is that it's, which I don't mind holding it because it feels like, you know, it's really grippy in that, but it's big and thick. You know, whereas most cases are not using one on your iPhone, you have that, you know, slim, very slim design as it was intended.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like pretty big and thick and fat.
Yeah.
So it's a, you know, it takes that away a little bit from it, but it's well protected and I like that. So
I that's one thing I always, depending on what I'm going to be doing, I'll have a case on mine. Mine's also rubbery and grippy. Mine's more like a road tire. Rubber one.
Mm-hmm.
That's more like an off-road iPhone rubber case.
Yeah.
But if I can, I like to keep my phone in my front pocket without anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just slips in and out. So do you put it in your front pocket without a case on it oftentimes?
I've never had the case off it.
Okay.
It's always on. And it's got the screen protector on the front.
Of course.
A good one, too. It's really good.
And it's from?
It works great, and it's thick, and I don't know the name of it.
Okay.
I got it at the Fido store when I got my phone.
Oh, very nice.
So
the ones that I got were from the Apple store.
Yeah.
And you get two of them. They're not all that great.
No? This is really good.
They get marks on them. Whereas I'm thinking, if I didn't have one on there, those marks might not even be on there. But the back of my iPhone?
Yeah.
It's mint.
Pristine, and it doesn't have any cover on it.
That's hardly a cover on it hardly ever.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The stuff they put in there.
We just have one more segment left of the show. It's the Jabber Quote. But before we get into that, and you give us your Jabber Quote, brought to us by Stephen Larry, I just wanted to mention something that we talked before on one of the shows a couple weeks back or something like that about that little kid, Noah Bjorkman. Well, he passed away on November 23rd, I
Bummer.
Believe it is. And I was checking once in a while because they stopped his Facebook thing because he was not doing well, and I was wondering, you know, how he was making out, and I just hadn't had a chance in the last week to really look for that, and had so many things in my mind. But I just see now that he had passed away on the 23rd, and I probably mentioned at the time, and I don't think we ever played it, was a song that I wrote for him, and it's just a couple minutes long, so I'm going to play that right now.
There are angels, young and old. We have no choice when we're called. All I know is that when it's your time, say your goodbyes and just stand tall and fly away. Noah, you're an angel. Fly away. Noah, you're an angel. all around, silent guides without a sound, like the angel on a Christmas tree. Raise your arms up, 'cause now you're free, and just fly away, 'cause Noah, you're an angel. Fly away, Noah, you're an angel. Just fly away, Noah, you're an angel.
So I wrote, recorded that song for Noah and his family at the time all this whole thing was going on. He was a 5-year-old boy dying of cancer, and he wanted Christmas cards, and somebody in some type of relation to his family put up a Facebook, and he got thousands and thousands of cards. They had Christmas for him early, and it was a good thing.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Jeff and Lana Show. Lana and I are independent distributors of Shaga International. Check this out. Tired of flus and colds? Try Shaga. Touted for centuries throughout Asia as the king of herbs, a gift from God, and the mushroom of immortality, Shaga is now available in its purest and rarest form for the first time in a powerful extract manufactured exclusively for Shaga International. Our wild-crafted Siberian Shaga extract raises the bar in the arena of life-enhancing herbal supplements. Historically revered, previously only available to the few, Shaga International has embarked on a global mission to share the superior Shaga extract with everyone. Visit our website, www.myshaga.com/oppen. That's myshaga, myshaga.com/oppen, OPPEN. www.myshaga.com/oppen. Pick up a bottle today. As well, you can join us in our mission by using the opportunity menu. That's www.myshaga.com/oppen. That's right. Visit our Shaga website today, www.myshaga.com/oppen.
This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Stephen Larry, fine purveyors of lunch, breakfast, and dinner. They just opened a restaurant there at the corner of Wabash and Strabane. Visit them in beautiful Burbank, California. Tell them Big JD and Lippo sent you.
Receive 10% off your side dish.
Your dessert.
Your entree.
This week's quote, I found a bunch of them. But since we talked about Salvador Dali, we're going to...
It's a fan somewhere.
Yes, there's a fan on back there somewhere.
No, I mean, it's probably this.
Well, yeah, maybe.
For sure mine.
I'm going... Overtime.
Sorry.
I'm going to my room... I'm going to my room to masturbate before I have a late lunch. Would you like to come and watch?
Jesus.
Salvador Dali.
Okay,
The big lips and eye guy.
And eyes and nose. And
There's a couple other fun ones. I never drink coffee at lunch. I find it keeps me awake for the afternoon. And, of course, there's the famous beer. It's the Breakfast of Champions.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you've heard that one before.
I have, yes. That's a wrap?
I think it's a wrap. And
and what happened with the show being recorded?
Well, GarageBand still got a beach ball. And you know what I think it started is when Time Machine kicked in.
Oh, okay.
I just turned it off, but it's still, I still got the beach ball.
Yeah. So, I'm surprised you used Time Machine.
Yeah. Okay.
In any case, we're out of here, and we'll mention really quick what we have coming up for you on next week's show.
Okay, what is it?
Well, I'm on the page, but I got some scrolling to do, and that takes a lot of resources. December 6th is the customer service show. Not sure about you. Big JD, that's me, says it lacks these days, and I do. And we're wondering why people think that is, if people do think that. And wondering if you work in customer service, and maybe you've had negative customer service experiences to share with us here on the Jabbercast. So we'll put the word out in Facebook and so forth, and maybe we can get some stories from you.
Sounds good.
So we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.